Welcome to Banter and Bonding.
What week are we on now?
Six.
I think we're on six.
I think so.
This is crazy.
Isn't it going to be cool when we forget? We're like, I don't know, just another pod.
I deal with this all week long and I still forget.
That's so fun.
I think it's six.
I think it's six.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So, weekly update, anything?
My cough is still here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wrecks this week.
It's always a plus.
We're working over that. I think the whole family's forgotten, except for me that walks behind.
I don't forget it when I walk out of work and I see it.
It literally looks like a shotgun hole. Like it, like is
very close range shotgun hole.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's
yeah.
The hole itself is probably $50.
Yeah,
but
100%,
the portion that is damaged because it's like folded in.
Right, that's true.
Is
half the
probably the size of a tennis ball.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a decent size for sure.
But moving forward, how about you?
Nothing new on my front.
You did not help me make a TikTok tonight. I have to cook dinner. Like, they ain't seven people that live in your house that can't help cook dinner.
Well, the two orders are gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you said that. Anyway.
And Cole had to run and get cash for the dance. You know, he was a good husband and he carried in all my groceries.
That was nice of him.
And he kept the baby out of the way. So I guess I'll cook supper.
Yeah, I hate that. Responsibilities.
I know. Tommy Pickles hit the nail on the head. I don't want to do this no more.
I do not.
So we have forgotten this the last couple of weeks, even though we said we were going to check in. Did you watch Wednesday, episode one?
I did watch episode one.
And your thoughts?
Still just as creepy as it was before.
Yeah.
A little nervous about her mom being at school now.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty fun. And the brother.
Yes.
So it's like, is the dad going to stay? You know, like, I don't know. I think it's going to be crazy.
What is the roommate's name?
Yep.
What, that the colorful one.
Yep.
You know who I'm talking about, the blonde.
I do. Yeah.
So I'm super excited to see how it turns out now that she's wolfing out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to see how all that plays out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. This is, I don't know, whatever.
So I'm just going to leave this note on here.
Okay. Wednesday.
Yes. So we know every week to check in on this.
Okay.
So episode two for next week.
Okay.
We talked about this earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you, did you watch Drop Dead Fred?
Okay. I really want to lie and say yes, but that's against my willpower, I suppose.
So why didn't you watch it?
Okay. I didn't watch it because it's from like 1980 and I'm not just...
You're not from 1980, so you're not going to watch it?
No, it looked dumb as heck, bro.
So it does. If you just watch the trailer, it does look kind of dumb.
So, I'm
but
like,
it is so funny.
And I just don't.
You watched all the Harry Potters. I think you can power through Drop Dead Fred.
I cannot. It looks so dumb.
What if we watch it together?
All right. Saturday.
While we make pizzas.
Okay.
Don't act so enthused.
But if I like get upset, well, can we turn it off? Like if I'm just like, this is so dumb. Like I feel like this is how I feel so far.
Time out. Your favorite movie is Joyride. I think you'll be fine.
I just like, you know.
I think you can make it through Drop Dead Fred.
All right. Fine. Saturday we'll watch
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. I'm going to leave this on here for follow-up.
Fine.
So I did not have very many viewer questions this week.
Okay.
One, I'm very curious.
Okay.
Because they're coming for you.
Why?
You made them mad.
Mm-mm. All of them?
No.
Oh gosh. How many?
Just one. Just one wants some clarification on,
clarifying
on a statement you made.
What's the statement?
So in week one,
no, what
episode one, you stated,
oh gosh,
that when I was in high school, you thought I was cocky. They want to know what changed your mind.
What changed my, okay. First off, everyone grows up a little bit, a little bit.
I love this viewer. So much.
I want to know who this is.
I'm not telling you.
This is crap. crap. Uh-uh. Please reach out to me. Okay, what changed my mind about you being cocky? So I still feel like they're...
I love this so much.
I'm not going to hear the end of it. So. Ever.
When I opened this message and I read this, I'm not joking. I cackled.
Because you think it's funny? Like you're like, these people, this person must think that you are still cocky?
No, I think it's the opposite.
They like never thought you were cocky.
And they're like, how in the world did she ever perceive her that way?
Proceed. Because you're so great.
Proceed. Go ahead.
Because you're so great.
Go on.
Okay. Wait, what was the question? What changed my mind?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing's changed my mind, really. I still think that she could be cocky. Like, just because she carries herself like it, you carry. Sorry, I'm the third person. Like, we're Laura. Because you carry yourself in this demeanor, like, just don't mess with me.
Yeah. I mean, you can mess with me. I just don't mess with the people I care about.
Right. But it's just like, it's just one of those things. It's just like, you're just like,
I don't feel like that's cocky though. I feel like that's confident.
When you, I wish I had a good example because right now I throw it out. Let me think of a good example. You know, those times, forgive me, but you know, those times that I say something and you're like, damn right. Like that's just
confident.
Like, no. That is cocky. Like you're just like, yeah, mess with me. You know, like that's
confident. It's not even mess with me. It's mess with my kids or my spouse or my mom.
Confident. Confident is wearing your hair down. Confident is
not.
Confident is confident.
That's self-confident.
Bro, you know what I'm saying.
I'm just confident that you can mess with me all you want.
See, now you're being cocky. I'm done.
Okay, but no, in high school, you can't just leave it at that. In high school, you hated me. So what made you change your mind to even have a conversation with me?
It took a minute.
Leading us here, where I'm in your home.
Because we had Bible study together. And I guess if I hadn't, like, if it would have just been, like, casual, like, Sunday mornings, whatever, I would have been like, hey, how you doing? I don't know that unless I actually got to know your personality, know your story.
My cocky personality?
There's a soft side.
Is there?
Darn right. There's that, like, if I hadn't known your story, I think that I would have probably just like, hey, hi, how you doing? Like, I don't know that it actually would have been brought back here, like us here today without that Bible study. So shout out to that Bible study. I don't know. Shout out to the Bible study.
All right.
So yeah, I'm glad that I got to know you. I'm glad that we're here now. I feel like I know her personality. I don't think that I actually knew you. I just was like, she's a bad mamma jamma and she ain't, don't mess with her. Like,
I didn't have time for anybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know that now, but now I know you and I'm just like,
I didn't have time to care about other people's opinions.
That's my girl. And you better care about my opinion.
Okay. So I just want to knock that out, but
who was it?
I'm not telling you.
Who's your sister?
It wasn't my sister. I don't even.
Who's your mother?
It wasn't. I don't think that either.
You're right. Your mom knows that you're cocky.
No. No.
That's funny.
I don't think that's what. I don't think that's her perception.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just being funny.
Anyways, so let's get back on track. I just really wanted to get that out of the way because I didn't know how long it was going to take.
Did this person know you in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
This week on Will It Eat, we have Snickers.
Yes, buddy.
I got a bunch of cords over here. Sorry. And Fritos jalapeno cheddar cheese dip. I don't know if you can see that on the camera, but I'm showing it. I bought the fun size. Oops.
We'll get that later, I suppose.
It'll be fine.
Chossed it behind.
I mean, is that okay if I throw it on your floor?
It's fine. Okay. Just don't let Dad see it. He's pretty strict.
He'll be fine. So there's the cheese.
There's the cheese. I got my Snickeroonie out.
I got my Snickeroonie out, too. Okay.
Okay, where did this come from?
So a suggestion came in with regular nacho cheese. So then with Snickers.
Okay.
So then I researched it, and everybody said regular is good, but the jalapeno is superior.
And me and you both like the jalapeno.
Yeah, so stuff, I said, why not? I mean, it's cheese. I think if it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad either way.
Right, absolutely.
So, like a sweet and spicy, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Are we just sending the whole thing, or are we just biting that cheese portion?
I want to bite the cheese portion because I feel like I want more cheese. But you do you, boo-boo. That was my chair.
Oh.
Sorry. When you get a cool chair, you can squeak like me.
Sorry, my friend doesn't like me enough to get me a cool chair.
Well, if you weren't so cocky. I don't know about this. It's spicy.
It's not bad.
I kind of wish that we would have done regular too.
Oh, side by side.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. But, that's a good idea. They're just weird.
I don't feel that it goes together like they were saying it goes together.
Mm-mm. But it's not like make me gag when I throw it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not bad.
Right.
But it's not good.
Yeah. I would not choose that.
I'm capping that, so.
Yeah.
I think I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm not eating another one. That's not.
Maybe a plain Snickers, which is why I got the fun size. Okay.
That was fun.
Don't
try that at home, folks. Or do. But don't tell anybody it was from us.
I have a permanent retainer on my bottom teeth.
Oh, gosh.
And it's stuck in there. Okay. The only other viewer question I had is what amount of money or what incentive would it take for you to snitch on me if I committed a murder?
On you?
Yeah.
What amount of money or incentive?
Baby, I'd do it for a McChicken and a large French fry.
I was going to say, I've done some pretty shady stuff for Klondike Bar. No, I don't know. To send you to prison?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
I'd be going with you. Like, I'd be like, we did it. Whatever we did it. I don't know what we did, but we did it. I would be like, what did she say? Because I did that too.
Whatever she said is what happened.
Because listen, if you're not on the outside protecting me, I gotta be in there so you can protect. Like, I'm going with you. I don't know.
Protect you from what?
I don't know. Mental stability. I don't know. I'm just like, not doing that. Nothing. I don't know.
Hmm.
What about you? You'd send me to jail?
I think for like $1 billion, I would hire you the bombest defense attorney.
Okay.
I would make sure that you had the most money on your commissary books, your phone time card or whatever that's called. I would make sure you had the clear TV.
That's pretty legit.
I would hook you up. You'd be in like the Martha Stewart prison. You know what I mean?
No, because I would be in there with you when you're like, I would just hook you up. Like, I don't get that.
$1 billion.
I don't get that.
With a B.
But you'd be on the outside living your life up.
I would pay off, I would pay off the warden. I would pay off the guards.
Off, who's the attorney? Because I'm asking for Casey Anthony's attorney.
That, the...
Hey! But for
we're
real.
Going there.
Straight
if
there.
If that's the one you want, baby with a B, I'll hire it.
Thanks. Casey, can you give us that number?
Did you see that she's doing advocacy work?
No, I'm not.
Look it up when you have free time.
Heck,
look it up.
I ain't got any time for that.
Is that your conspiracy theory?
No, Casey Anthony's a pile. No, I'm no.
That's not your conspiracy theories? Yeah.
What's so conspiracied? I mean,
she
I
was
get
found
it.
Not guilty. Is that your conspiracy theory?
Listen, if we start this again, our page is going to get shut down again. I think we better stay away from
Casey Anthony.
Yeah. Listen, it happened once.
What's you're right. You're right.
No, I'm good.
Okay, you're right. Do you have anything on your list?
I have tons of stuff.
All right, cool. Let's do it. I did mine last week. We could do yours.
Okay.
I mean, I have other stuff if you run out, but.
Decorations?
What about it?
Do you love them?
You stole my coffee sign that said coffee because murder is wrong.
Right. I love that. Oh, Casey, take enough. No.
Well, when you're sitting in your jail cell because of murder and I got my billion, remember that. Should have had a cup of coffee. And then my husband's Chiefs cup.
Yeah, I was just
I actually
cabinet.
Made that cup, though.
I did hear that. I was just in the cabinet and I was like, meh.
When were you at my house?
Yeah, bud. That was the old Winkaroony.
Your accomplice needs to get better stuff.
Landon is my accomplice.
Was he your accomplice this
just
time?
Just for the cup. I was like, what
which is
notice?
Funny that that's what he gave you because he's the only one that uses that cup.
So he didn't. I just like started opening drawers and cabinets and I was like, what can I take? And I was like, how about this? Like this would stand out to Laura. And it's like a football. The cup is literally like a football and then it's got Chiefs on it.
It's got the word Chiefs and then the Chiefs Arrowhead logo.
Yeah.
I made that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, this will stand out to her. Like, she'll know. And this coffee sign, she will know.
Yeah, because it was by the Keurig.
Yeah, and she didn't even notice it the whole week.
Well, today was the first time I drank coffee.
Oh. At your house, too? Or just at work?
In general.
Mm. Okay.
That Keurig is actually my kid's. She got it from the Easter Bunny last year.
The Keurig at work?
No, at my house.
Oh, I'm like, what? Okay. Sweet.
Yeah, I took her Easter present and took it to work.
I just don't know about you sometimes.
Anyways, okay. Moving on.
Would you ever choose to be a vegetable?
Other than a human?
What?
Like, if I'm a human, like, I had the choice between staying a human or choosing to be a vegetable?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. I would like to be a carrot.
All right, VeggieTales.
You know why?
Hit me.
Because the ground. I'm in the ground. I'd finally be grounded. Honey. Okay, just me.
You could be a potato.
No. What? Do I look like a potato? Do I look like a radish?
Radish.
Those are spicy.
Not all of them. Some are sweet.
Some are spicy.
Some are
I've
sweet.
Never had a sweet radish.
Mm.
Sweet radish.
A little bit salt.
Mm. Okay. Anyway. Is there a time limit on fortune cookies?
I mean, have you read a fortune cookie recently?
No.
They're not really fortunes anymore.
What are they?
They're just like sayings.
That's
like,
stupid.
They're not like, you will come into good opportunities. They're just like, be kind and like, they're not fortunes anymore.
What happened to Buddha? They got rid of him or something?
What?
I don't know. Why are they not doing that?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous. I'm writing the company.
I think there's more than one company, though.
I'm writing them all.
Just copy and pasting?
Yeah. All Make right. 7 copies of the same letter. Just ding, 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 ding.
You're going to use...
That's ridiculous.
Chat GPT?
I can't stand that. Okay. I know someone... okay. Two people. Side by side. I know one person that uses it actual for business.
Yeah, I mean, it's got
its good. I know one person that just uses it for crap, and that annoys the crap
so
out
I
of me.
So I actually went to a work event that was all, I can't say all, but 90% of it was centered around AI.
Okay.
And they talked a lot about using ChatGPT mm-hmm. in like marketing.
Okay.
And how they structure emails to other vendors.
Okay.
So I think there's good to it.
I think
it I think it's used more for stupid stuff.
Right. And this person is like, I'm annoyed. Like, let it go. Like, they are turning things into like so long. Like, why can you not just say cool beans? They have to say, that is so cool. Thank you for participating in all of my endeavors. In the future, you're I will reach out to... That's dumb. Stop. You're not in a professional setting. Just okay. Anyway, they're annoying. That's all I have to say. More about that off air. What is the bizarre...
Oh, yeah?
I was going to make this like super funny, but now I just can't. What is the most bizarre dream you've ever had?
I've only ever remembered one dream.
Your whole life?
My whole life, and it was traumatic.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think it's because I don't sleep.
You should see the doctor.
I have insomnia.
What is this? What is this dream?
So I was probably 13, 14. Okay. Maybe even a little younger.
Okay.
And I dreamed I was in a car wreck. And I ended up an entire full body cast, so I was in a wheelchair. Stuck like this. Arms, everything. Oh, no.
How old were you?
I was... When I had this dream?
Yeah.
I think like 13. I might have been like 11, 12. Somewhere in there. So, stuck with my arms, stuck out in a full body cast, and I was in a wheelchair. And one of my favorite things is sunsets.
Okay.
And so, I was like super sad that I'm stuck. You know, couldn't do sports. Couldn't go hang out with my friends. I was just stuck in this wheelchair. So, my mom said... Let's go look at the sunset. Okay, cool. So she loads me up in the car. And I don't know where we went, but it was a lookout area.
Mm-hmm.
And she like wheels me. Do you know what a lookout is? It's like a cliff, right?
I knew something like this.
So she takes me to the lookout and she like wheels me up to the edge and she's like, would you just look at that? And I was like, yeah. She's like, isn't it a beautiful sunset? And she pushed me over the edge. But I woke up before I hit the bottom. Because they say if you die in your dreams, you die in real life.
No.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They better stop saying that. No.
I don't know. I've only ever remembered one. And my mom tried to kill me in it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the only dream I've ever remembered.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can still remember every detail of that dream.
Oh, my God. That sounds traumatic. So real life. And especially at that age, I would have been like, I'm dying. Man, are you okay, bud?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're not in a wheelchair. Your mom's not pushing you off the cliff.
That's literally the only dream I've ever remembered.
That's crazy.
So what about your most, what did you say, bizarre?
Yeah.
What about your bizarre dream?
I have like a lot, but I feel like most of them are like childhood memories. I don't know.
Like you're reliving it? In your dream?
Kind of not. Like, we had this car. This is not the bizarre dream. But, like, we had this, like, car at my grandma and grandpa's. And there was, like, a circle drive. And, pawn grandma's. Anyway, the circle drive. And then we go down by the road. And it is literally a lookout. It is a cliff in Iowa.
It's probably the one my mom pushed me off of.
It's off of the... It's off the bluff. So, you drive too close and you can slide off the edge. Okay. So anyway, that was one of the dreams, like, but I just replayed it in my head like all the time. Like,
are you
like,
so excited to go to Pike's Peak?
Am I excited to go to Pike's Peak? When are we going to Pike's Peak? Pike's Peak? Pike's Peak. Sorry,
my brain was not functioning.
Oh my God. My first thought was like Indian Lookout, Delphus.
No.
Then my second thought was like, what is that castle in Ellsworth?
Coronado.
And then I was like, Pike's Peak, think. It's a mountain. Sorry. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay, continue your story though.
Okay, so my bizarre dream. I'm in this old farmhouse and it's white and it's two stories and it's like in the middle of this field, like this plain we're on the plane. Okay, so anyway, you look out of the window in the second story. You walk up the stairs, and there's this room right off to the side. And then you look out the window, and here comes a tornado. And I'm just freaking out.
That's not very scary.
I'm just freaking out. I'm like, what is happening? But I've had this dream like probably 100 times. I swear
it's
to
a
it.
Reoccurring dream.
Yes.
What do they say about reoccurring dreams? Do they say anything? I feel like there's something with that.
I don't know. Yeah, you look it up. I'll finish the story. So anyway, like I'm in this room and I see it coming and I'm just like, ah, but tornadoes are like the reoccurring thing too. Like I dream a lot about tornadoes. So anyway, I like go into this like little hallway closet thing. And then it turns into like this tiny window, like a tiny little, I don't know. My grandparents used to, oh my God. My grandparents used to have like this little door and it was like on a hinge or whatever. And it was from the attic down into their closet. Anyway, so we'd open it as kids and play hide and go seek. And then we would like jump around. That's literally what it was, this little flap thing. And I climbed down it and it was like this laundry chute. And I fell on top of, into the basement, I fell on top of this clothesline. And I was just like hanging there by my like my stomach, like just hanging on this clothesline, right?
Okay.
And like then the tornado just blew by and that was it.
Do you feel that this dream reoccurs in a time of like stress in your life?
Probably.
Because it says reoccurring dreams often signify unresolved issues, stress, or anxiety in your waking life. Your subconscious repeatedly tries to process them. While the themes can be negative, like being chased or fallen, they frequently point to persistent problems that need addressing.
That's crazy.
Another related problem, meaning of a recurring dream is that it represents an unmet psychological need.
Well, offline, I can tell you exactly what this is.
Really?
Yeah.
Just by me reading
yes,
that to you?
I know okay. what it is. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about it when we're done.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, I'm glad that we're getting to the bottom of that. So maybe that dream will stop.
Yeah. Doubt it. It's reoccurring, Laura.
Yeah. But in here, yeah. like through reading, like it, you know, it says that it can be taken care of if you work through the problem.
I do think that it could be. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad I looked that up.
Yeah. Me too. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk about it later.
Therapist. Call her for all your needs. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
I chat GPT'd it.
No!
No, I'm kidding.
That's so funny. Annoyed. Okay. That is so funny. In a movie theater, what armrest is yours?
It depends on who... where I'm sitting, if I'm on the right or if I'm on the left.
Okay.
I always take the armrest on the outside. So like
if
Cole's sitting on my right, the left is mine. Right. If he's on my left, the right is mine.
Right.
Because we usually share a drink. Yeah. And so it's in the middle.
Right. That makes sense. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. They're both mine because Big Pam coming through.
Damn right.
Watch out, boys.
That's funny.
That is funny. Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's hair on your face, just like eyelashes.
I'm shaving them. Oh, I'm shaving them. That's funny.
I hope you do. Remember how I was talking about just shaving my head earlier?
Yes.
I'll shave my head if you shave your eyebrows.
Brittany 07, no.
I'll do it.
No. I could always paint those on. You can't paint your hair on.
I can wear one of your wigs.
You could. And then you'd have to wear your hair down. Let's do
shave them.
Get the clippers. That would be so funny.
Let's get to it.
No. That is so funny. Would you rather be... I already know this answer. I don't even want to ask you. Would you rather be...
Was this a viewer question?
No.
Or did you come up with it?
I come up with it.
So why did you come up with it if you don't want to ask it?
No, I do.
You're
but
second
it's just
guessing
now? Now that I'm reading it out loud, I'm like, I already know this, but I probably already thought that when I was typing it. Would you rather be peanut butter or jelly?
Jelly. Which is funny because I don't like either one.
You don't like jelly?
Mm-mm. I'll eat some jams.
Okay.
But I do not do jelly.
What?
Like, I need the fruit in it.
Okay.
And it has to either be blackberry or strawberry. Those are, or, like, homemade plum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I won't do grape or any of the other ones. Strawberry is my jam. Wildberry or blackberry, because
right,
essentially the same thing, right. Little different, but profile really close.
Yeah,
or a homemade sandhill plum.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay,
but I would rather be jelly than peanut butter.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense. When you're in the shower,
you didn't tell me what you would rather be.
I think peanut butter.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Because it's made of nuts.
Got him.
You should really do something about that cough.
I've been thinking about going to the doctor, but just a thought.
What do you have, like a respiratory infection?
That would like be pretty bad because I like go everywhere with this thing.
You've literally had that cough for over a week.
Yeah.
I will say it has gotten a little better.
Yeah, I feel like I'm actually coughing something up instead of like, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's gotten a little better, mm-hmm. but it's still not good.
Yeah, it's not. It's
You can tell it's deep in there.
Yeah, and I have been taking, Robitussin and NyQuil.
Have you tried some, like, Mucinex to break it up? Or okay, cool.
No, that would make too much sense,
proud
right?
of you for at least taking something.
Yeah. When you're in the shower...
This is getting pretty personal.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm like bothered by this, okay? Take a shower, shave my legs, washing my hair. Why on earth are my fingers and toes wrinkled, but nothing else is?
So I've actually researched this and I don't remember what it is. So I think it's because your body absorbs.
Right.
And you have prints, right? So okay. You have different like okay. grooves.
Okay.
And I'll look it up, but I okay. think that your body absorbs.
Okay.
And that's your grooves protruding. Like some grooves are more defined than others, I think.
I got elbow grooves. I got knee grooves. I got lots of groovy grooves. Have you seen this groove? Why is this groove not giving any extra?
Oh, I was totally wrong.
Oh, good.
Your fingers get wrinkled in the shower because your nervous system causes the blood vessels in your fingertips to constrict, shrinking the skin and creating wrinkles.
Sure. So what happens when you get old when you get wrinkles?
You just have wrinkles.
You just have wrinkles.
And then I guess in the shower they get bigger. I don't know.
That's crazy. So I absolutely hate taking a shower. Absolutely hate it. Can't stand it. It takes too long.
A shower?
Yes!
So what do you prefer, a bath?
I just would rather not. I just rather just like be clean all the time. Just
well, obviously,
just like,
but...
Just be clean.
Okay, but the feeling when you get out of the shower, there's nothing like that perfect clean feeling.
Especially when you're sick.
Yeah.
And you get out of the hot shower
it
and you're
like... It is
the
best.
Yeah, and you get into
especially
your
when you
sheets.
Especially when you've been so sick that you haven't showered in 3 days because you physically don't have the energy.
Right. Yeah.
The best feeling.
I guess, okay, what I'm saying
like
is,
my skin tingles.
I know. Because,
oh,
I
got, God.
For right now, it is. Okay. I haven't taken a shower in 3 days because I've been sick. Okay, so.
I see that hair.
Bruh, nah. Don't look at the back. Okay, so.
Dry shampoo coming in clutch?
Coming in clutch.
All right.
Half the bottle's gone. Just
kidding. I'm not judging.
So I guess I should rephrase this. Is I do not like to be in the shower to shave my legs and to shave my armpits and to do all the things.
I wish
like,
I just didn't have anything.
And
there.
I have long hair. You know that. It takes a hot minute to even just wash and condition your hair.
Do you have thick hair?
Yes.
So do I.
I hate that.
It's
and it
the
just
worst.
Takes forever. Like
if it wasn't for just my hair, I could be in and out in 5 minutes.
Same.
But my
if
hair
I'm not shaving.
Adds, right, obviously. But my hair adds at least another 10.
Literally, I hate it. I literally hate it.
Well, and I have psoriasis on my scalp.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I have flares.
Okay.
And so then I have to do even more.
Treatment.
Yes.
Yep, I hear you.
It's awful.
Yeah, so I absolutely can't stand it. But anyway, when I do, I'm just like, why did I stay so long in the shower? Anyway,
because your blood flow is restricted. So
What? Wait a second. I literally thought that that's when your blood flows.
Wait, like, what did I say?
Restricting your blood
did
flow.
Did I say restricting?
Yes.
Let me double check.
Yeah, because now I'm confused.
What?
But in the bath? Is it different than in the... No, because in the bath, you just don't... Is it because of the hot water?
It's constricted.
Ask it why.
Why blood flow is constricted?
Yeah.
One moment.
ChatGPT coming in clutch.
It says... Oh, I don't know that word.
It says hemorrhage.
Due to a vasoconstriction caused by cold water. What?
I don't take cold water,
which narrows blood vessels. I don't shower in cold water.
Me neither. It's steaming hot.
Well, hold on. Hot shower.
There you go.
This says your blood vessels actually dilate or widen in a hot shower, not constrict, to help your body cool down. This is called vasodilation. So, okay, but that don't make no sense.
No, it don't, because when I'm in the hot tub, my fingers are still wrinkled.
Anyways, that's a conspiracy theory.
That's a you're lying. WebMD, better get a hold of that. That is so funny. Sorry to make all that happen. Okay. So, I hope this never actually gets out, but, somebody came to see me at work and
time out. You hope it doesn't get out, but you're about to blast it on the internet.
Like, I just hope. Yeah, you're right.
That doesn't make sense.
I hope that this person doesn't.
Because this is posted worldwide.
I know. Should I say it? Yeah. I'm not going to say who.
All right.
Somebody came to see me at work.
Okay.
And they were.
Do I know this person?
Yeah.
Okay.
The question is.
Wait.
The question is, have you ever met someone and thought, no, they're definitely out of my league. Not a man. Like a friend. Like they're like, oh, you are so nice. Like, I really wish that I could be your friend. Maybe it could be a man. I don't know. Anyway, they're like, you could be my friend.
I know this person.
Yeah. Yeah, I could be your friend.
I do know this person. And
when ding, ding, you're ding. Just like, I don't know. Can we be friends?
No, because I'm and your then, friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll push that
My hand with my shimmy.
She could bail us out of jail.
Well, anyway, have you ever met someone and you're just like, they're just out of my league?
She could bail us out of jail.
Stop saying that. They will know. Anyway, like, it's just one of those things. No. Like, I don't want them to be like, oh, is that me? Anyway.
I'm just saying they got money.
Do you think that, like, do you ever think that about someone?
A lot of people with money that come into work.
That's true. Do you think that about people though?
No.
Like if someone's like, hey, how are you? Like,
no.
You're so great. I'm like, ooh, you're out of my league.
No.
Why?
Because I only hang out with people who align with me. It doesn't matter how much money they have. It doesn't matter what car they drive. At the end of the day, I only hang out with good people.
Do you feel like this person's a good people?
I don't know well enough.
Okay. Yeah, I guess me neither.
Like I only know through our
conversation.
Work in general.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know on a personal level.
Right.
I don't know beliefs. I don't know views. Like I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know mannerisms, behaviors. So no, because again, I only align with people in my realm.
Okay. I hear you.
So
yeah.
I mean, when you and I first reacquainted, mm-hmm. I lived in a 900 square foot house.
Okay.
In Salina.
Yeah.
And you live here.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
So the leagues were way different.
Right. But okay, I hear you.
And then my first house here was just a get us here house.
Right. Right.
Outdated.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, no, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, no. As long as my views align, I don't feel like... Because I don't feel like anything should be a competition.
No, 100%.
Like, I'm 100% right. not a yeah. person to keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
I drive a 2011 minivan.
Right.
With 170,000 miles on it.
Right.
Yeah. Because I just don't want a car payment. Could mm-hmm. I afford one? Yeah.
Right.
I don't want one, though.
Right.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
While a lot of my... what is the word I'm looking for? People around me that I don't necessarily... hang out with, but like
acquaintances,
kind of.
Okay.
A lot of my acquaintances are very much still in the keeping up with the Joneses phase. Right. I'm not. I don't
right.
care.
Right.
I don't care one
right.
bit.
Right.
I care that my kids are fed.
Yeah.
I care that there's a roof over my house.
Yeah.
My bills are paid.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you do way more self-care than I do.
Okay.
You get your hair done. You get your nails done.
Not my hair. I
When's the last time you got a haircut?
5 years ago. 3 years ago.
Really?
Yes. I do not cut my hair.
Do you color your hair?
Nope. All natural.
That really?
Yep. Dang, girl. I do get my nails done.
Yeah?
Yes.
You wear jewelry. I do. You do your makeup. I don't care.
Right.
I don't right. care.
Yeah.
So in that realm, you would be, quote, out of my league.
I feel like yes,
yeah,
but not necessarily, because I feel like this person
you is know what way I'm out of the league.
You know what I'm saying?
I know where you're getting.
That's all that I'm you know.
I know where you're going with it, but no, I don't feel like that's a thing you get to a certain point in life.
I agree, and this person was very humble, very humble. But it's just the point is that, no, girl, you know, like you go to a birthday party and they are like, they have a backyard pool and you
drive
know,
a like,
jag. Right.
It's keeping up with the Joneses.
I'm just like, I don't know that I would actually go to that party, though, because I don't feel like I would.
Really?
Be like, no.
I came to birthday parties here.
I don't like it's I'm not.
You don't have a backyard pool or anything.
I'm just saying, like, but, I don't know. I guess if you're blue collar and you work for your money is how I feel. Like, I'm going to go to your house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but this person, like, they don't have to work.
Okay. But even when I was growing up, like, I had friends that had their parents, not them, obviously, mm-hmm. but their parents had generational wealth.
Okay.
And I had friends that had a piece of plywood on the floor in their bedroom because there was a hole going to the ground.
That is
like, I don't right. have a league thing in my head. Like right. if you're a good person and you treat me well,
right.
you defend my name when I'm not right. at the table. Right. I don't care.
Right. Okay. I hear you.
Because I think there's, for lack of a better word, there's shit people in all aspects of life.
100%.
So as long as you're not a shitty person.
Right.
I'm okay with you.
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like we could have dinner together.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Go ahead.
What is your favorite toothpaste flavor?
Flavor?
Mm-hmm. Or kind? I don't, what do you call
so
it?
So I use Melaleuca toothpaste.
Come again?
It's all chemical free.
Okay. Where do you get this?
Melaleuca.
Okay.
And I use cinnamon.
Okay. Nice.
It's actually, hold on. It's not called Melaleuca toothpaste, but it is Revolve. This is not a plug or anything. I'm not sponsored. Although if they want to sponsor me, hit me up, because we go through a lot of toothpaste in my house.
Right.
It is called Exceed.
Oh, okay.
It's essential oil, fluoride-free, chemical-free toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
And it's cinnamon. Okay. Cole uses the fresh mint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fresh mint.
Mm-hmm.
So before he had to use Sensodyne. His teeth are so sensitive.
Oh.
So when we switched to this, he's been using this, I don't know, 2 years. And, like, if we travel, he doesn't have to use sensitive toothpaste anymore. Like, I can just go buy a travel thing or okay. whatever. Like, His teeth are no longer sensitive.
Wow. Because of this toothpaste.
I don't know.
Okay. I mean,
could be coincidence, I mean, but
people don't like just grow out of that.
Right.
Yeah. I just,
I have not had any issues with my teeth.
Nice.
Since I started using this toothpaste. Nice. So I've always just stuck with it.
Yeah. Cool.
And like, even, you know, like when you get pregnant, your teeth can be very affected.
Yeah.
I did not have one single issue.
Wow.
So.
Your teeth are out of my league. I just use old Crusty Crest. and it is mint.
I used to just use whatever was on sale.
Yeah.
Because I was poor. Yeah. You know.
Oh, she's out of my league now. Now she's telling me she's out of her league.
Well, like I'm
poor. It's toothpaste.
Well, I've been using it for several years, though. So like when I switched, I was still in my early mid-20s.
Okay.
And like,
what's the price comparison?
It's like $4.50, $5.
Yours is
for a tube. Yeah, and the tube's like,
I mean, I would say that's,
I don't know, it's like this big.
Okay, I would say that's so definitely cheaper.
No.
Yeah, it's like $6 for my tube of toothpaste.
That's a member price. I got a hookup.
Oh, okay.
Without the hookup, it's like $7.
Okay, so it's like same old.
Yeah, but I mean, the tube is a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more by ounce, but it's significantly better toothpaste for me.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, you can keep your cool teeth.
Sorry.
All right. Who do you think will be playing on the radio as oldies?
Limp Bizkit.
In 30 years.
Limp Bizkit, Blink 182.
You would be 60.
Actually, they're already on.
You would be 60, and I would be 65.
I don't know much of the music now. I just know some names, but probably like Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, my gosh.
He did, but Juice WRLD.
Is Snoop Dogg on the oldies yet?
Yeah.
He's on the oldies now.
Yeah, him and Dre.
Okay.
Like Missy Elliott.
Oh, man. I'm missing this.
They're all on the oldies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nuts. 50.
What'd you just say?
50 Cent.
Okay.
Usher, Nelly.
Yeah. Oldies.
Chingy.
Oh,
they're all on the oldies.
Dang.
But I would say probably like, you know, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like
Wowzer.
That. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Wowzer.
What?
Do they have, like, a classification? Like, it has to be, like, this many years old before you can be on the oldies? That's crazy. Or it has to be within 30 years of the time frame now. And
I don't
then
know.
They just move it forward?
I don't know
That's
the classification,
super cool.
But I feel in 30 years. Because I'm thinking, okay, it is 2025, so we're looking at 1995 music.
Oh,
that's NSYNC.
Oh,
that's
right.
The Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like George Strait. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Hansons.
Reba.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hansons.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But like that's.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's the same comparison at what we're looking at.
I'm dead.
So I, Billboard Hot 100.
Okay.
I don't want to play it. Oh my gosh, stop. Right now, the number one is Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Number two is Taylor Swift because she just dropped an album.
Yeah, good for her.
I don't even know. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Hunter/X:EJA. I don't know.
Okay, Hunter.
Alex Warren. Have you heard him? He's the one that.
What's the hit?
Well, there's Ordinary.
Okay.
And then there, what is the other one? I was just listening to it. They say the holy water or something like that.
Alex who?
So Alex Warren. Both of his parents died when he was younger.
Oh.
He was homeless and he wrote songs about his wife. I'm going to try to play this without it catching too much just because of copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can get an idea.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay.
So love him.
Yeah. He's so great. Okay.
He will probably be on the oldies.
Okay. Okay.
And then it's Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. Oh my God.
Good for Alex.
Yeah, he's number four. Out of the top 14, there's two songs that are not Taylor Swift, and he is one of them.
Wow.
I don't know how to say any of these other names. Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Benson Boone is still on here.
Okay.
I don't know how to say any more of these.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's what it's going to be
right.
like.
Right. Right. I hear you.
So.
That's fun. Okay. All right. Well, do you have anything? What time are we at?
50.
Go ahead. Do you have anything to finish it out with?
What's something you've never told me and why didn't you spill it?
What is something that I've never told you? That's for after hours.
Oh, yeah. That's something that we need to tell people that we're working on creating.
Uh-huh.
And a subscription-only exclusive after hours where we talk about way more in-depth things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sneak peek. Coming soon. Not really, but it's something we've discussed.
Yeah. We would love to do that. I think we would love to do that.
About all aspects of life. So, yes.
What was the question? Why have I not? What have I?
What is something
you?
You've never told me and why didn't you spill it?
I don't. Does something come to your mind? Like anything come to your mind that you haven't told me that you, why haven't you spilled it?
No.
For real?
Yeah, for real. I don't know.
Yeah, same.
I'm a pretty open book.
Yeah. I have something, but it's like, nah, it's not worthy for, it's not, it's an after
hours. Oh,
it's an not.
After hours.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, yeah. I don't really have anything.
Yeah.
Because if you've ever asked me a question, I've just told you.
Yeah, same.
It might have had to wait till a child wasn't around. But
right, same. Yeah, I just, yeah, nothing.
What's your number one bucket list item?
Like, if I were to die, like, next week, if I knew, what would I want to do? I don't know.
There's nothing you want to see. There's nothing you want to experience. There's
like not even Disneyland. Like that don't even excite me. You know, like I don't have any desire to travel overseas. I think it would be cool to go like to where did they go? Amsterdam.
Been there.
Like on the
gondolas.
Yeah, like that would be fun and romantic. But
skip that and just go to the Anne Frank house. Way cooler.
Oh shucks. Okay.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Obviously very emotional.
Right.
But very
worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best part about Amsterdam.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing super sticks out. Like, of course I want to go on a cruise. That would be fun to experience once. I would love to go to like Cancun or whatever, Hawaii, you know, like sit on the beach and, you know, enjoy you that once. But
Ottawa County State Lake. We can get a couple bags of sand from the
I'm very uninterested at this point.
I'm just trying to make your bucket list dreams come true.
I'd rather go to the Canopolis Lake and sit on the beach.
That's
like,
too much of a drive though. That's farther.
I mean, if I were to die tomorrow, I could make it there. Okay. Like I could do that.
Okay.
What about you?
I think that I would just want to go somewhere north.
Okay.
Whether that be Canada, Alaska, just somewhere north and experience full-blown northern lights. I would really, really like to go to Iceland.
Oh.
And experience it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Right.
But yeah, I just want to experience full-blown northern lights, not where we have to use like certain settings on our phone
right.
to see it. Like,
right.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Because I'm very much of a holy cow type of person. Like, that's amazing.
Right. Yeah, I would love to experience, like, things like that once, you know?
Yeah, I'm not so much so big on like man-made things. Mm-hmm. Like the Eiffel Tower.
Right, right.
Big
right.
Ben. Like, right. Is it cool? Yeah.
Right, right.
The cathedrals are cool in right. Europe. But just the
awe.
The nature mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. Would love that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Edward.
What?
I don't know. He's cute.
Robert Pattinson?
I don't know. He's cute.
You don't like Shark Boy?
No. No. I don't.
Taylor Lautner is way better than Robert Pattinson.
I don't know.
Obviously. Fun fact, Robert Pattinson was in a Harry Potter movie.
I think I knew this. I think I knew this.
I would hope you watched them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a younger Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson?
Patterson. But he was.
Yeah. I think I knew that.
Okay. We're at 56. So let's wrap it up with, why are pizzas round?
I don't know. Because we have square ovens. Why are they round? Easier to cut.
I don't feel like that's a...
Because when
you can just cut it down and...
Because how they do the dough, they throw it up and then you gotta circle it. So it's just a circle.
I guess that makes sense.
You know what? The Italians. Blame the Italians. It's on the Italians.
Okay.
Sorry, Italians.
You want me to go one more?
Yeah.
Do you want one that's like... Just a quick answer, or do you want to get into something that could take just like a couple minutes?
Let's take a couple minutes.
What's your love language and why?
Oh, that changes like I'd say every 3 months because I'm complicated. That's why.
Yeah. Tell me more.
I just really feel like I can't pinpoint it. Like I would have to take the test again.
Okay. The test?
Yeah.
There's a test?
Heck yeah, there's a test.
You don't just know.
No, because I have to change it every 3 months.
Send me the link to this test. I'm curious if it matches up with what I know.
What you think? Because what you know... No, what you...
No, what I know is what... When this happens, like this act of service, I'm like, I super appreciate that. That makes me feel great. It makes me feel loved and appreciated. And then this one, just don't do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you that link. So it used to be gifts because I'm just like a big gift giver.
I hate getting gifts.
Note to self.
I don't know if I hate getting gifts, but I hate getting gifts when it's a surprise. Like I hate surprises. Hate it.
I hate that for you.
I hate it because I don't.
You like to plan. You like to be ahead of it.
I don't like to disappoint people with my facial expressions.
Okay, that's fair.
And my face often speaks for me.
100%.
So that's why 100%. I am anti-surprise gifts.
Okay.
If I know a gift is coming, I can kind of rehearse regardless.
That's hilarious.
Surprise, surprise.
Okay, that's funny. So I like to give gifts. I like to get gifts.
I love giving gifts.
I would say, so that's something that's like weird because like what you usually show on the outside is what
since
you internalize.
Since when have I been normal?
I know. I said in normally. Okay. So, then like acts of service, whatever.
100% acts of service is my thing.
But this is how I feel. Like maybe now it is because like I'm busy all the time. Like I'm working, I'm doing something, like I have things going on during the week and it's only going to get way crazier once wrestling starts because now I have littles in wrestling. You know this.
High school, junior wrestling, high, kids fed, yeah. a work.
Yes. Podcasts. Yes.
Keeping things up at home.
Yes.
Bible
we might have
study.
To change that by the way.
What?
Junior high. What is junior high?
Thursdays.
Yeah. We'll have to change the podcast.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But anyway, we can always drop it on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But you'll have, what, Tuesday and Fridays or Mondays and Fridays?
Fridays and Saturdays or Thursdays and Saturdays. It's
and
usually
I'll
Friday
have,
and Saturday.
I think, Tuesdays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That leaves Monday, Wednesday,
Sunday,
Saturday and Sunday. Well, Sunday, yeah, Sunday or Saturday evening.
Yeah. Yeah. On top of all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll figure that out.
And we have to come up with an extra episode for when we're on vacation.
That's true.
To drop.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay. So
and just have like, that in the reserve.
We just have like all these things going on. Okay. So, acts of service, touch, physical touch.
I hate it.
Okay, but like, I want you to touch my leg when we're in the car. Like, I want you to hold my hand. Like, not you. No, look at me like that. Going to, like, your whole face was like
vacation. I'm like,
I'm like, we're riding together.
I want you to have a good vacation. So,
I like my hair being played with. My husband never does that. You could probably do that for
me. I love getting my hair brushed.
Oh, really?
I love it.
I would brush your hair every day for you.
Again, because I have psoriasis, and so the brush, like, scratches it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because I'm told I can't scratch it. Right. So I'm like, this is scratching it without itchy, me scratching itchy. It.
Yeah.
When I was super, super pregnant, mm-hmm. and I was, like, super, super sick.
Oh, I thought you were going to say super pregnant again.
No. Cole would brush my hair for me. Aww. Because it's just so long, it's so thick, and I would get so, like, I was already exhausted.
Yeah.
So I would be so tired after showering. Like, I would fall asleep and he would be brushing my hair.
Oh.
And I'm like,
I love him. I love like, that.
He's like, I can't brush your hair.
If you're laying down.
If you keep pulling your head. And I'm like, I don't even care. Pull on it. Like,
yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't have the energy. So that was super nice. Acts of service. Acts of service. Brushing my hair.
What else? Physical touch. What else?
I don't know.
Gifts, acts of service, physical touch. I know somebody, I know Lacey is probably screaming at me. It's this. She's so smart. What is it called? Love languages.
Is that camera on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Words of affirmation. I like to, you know, like, I feel
you're
like
pretty.
That's
pretty.
Right. But I feel it.
You look good today.
Yeah. Like, I like that. But
you're glowing.
You know, he never says that. Physical touch. Quality time. Right now, in my stage of life, I like quality time. I want to spend as much time with Cody as I possibly can. We don't get that right now. But, like, when we start to become, like, you know, when he's not working many overtime hours, it's probably going to be back to
get away from me.
Yeah. Receiving gifts. Like, just send me flowers at work because I'm going to stay away. You know, like, it's just like, after you spend so much time together, it's just like, ugh. Anyway, right now it is. Quality time.
No,
I just want to have that time with him.
I, like, don't know what that is.
We had dinner tonight together and we made mini tacos. And it was just him and I. The kids were kind of there. They were in and out. But I just looked at him. I was like, I love this. This is, I like this. Thank you for doing this with me. Like, just, we were sitting at the counter eating mini tacos and just, like, looking at each other chew.
Other than our Bible study time, Cole and I have not been 100% alone. Obviously, other than when we're sleeping.
Right, right.
Since we went on our day trip before Ryder was born.
Oh.
Which was, we went in what, August of last year or July? Was it July? I think it was August.
August. Yeah. Because it was like 2 weeks before Ryder was born. It was like very, very,
late
very,
in August.
Yeah. Very soon. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been over a year.
Date night. We should do that.
What?
Not necessarily.
Kid swap?
No.
Oh.
What?
Double date.
That would be fun, but no. I'm for you and Cole.
I just said kid swap.
Kid swap. You've already watched my kids, and it's not a kid swap.
But you literally watched my kid while I was out of the state.
That doesn't even count. So, like, just
a baby.
Yeah. Anyway, this is not even a thing. Like, it's
no, kid,
like,
swap. We could start doing that.
Well, I don't anything.
Like, one week in a month, you keep my kids.
Oh, God.
Or one night, you know, and not a whole weekend.
No, God, no.
What do you mean, God, no?
Like, why do we have to, like, keep a hold of it? Like, just like, oh, you watch my kids, I watch your kids. Like, it just like, keep a hold of it. Let's just do it.
I'm schedule-oriented.
I hate you.
I'll watch your kids any weekend. You just call me.
You.
But I need to schedule my weekend.
Same. But you're just like, oh, I got to figure it out. I hate that for you. Like,
because
I
need to figure out what I'm going to do. Like,
I know, but I wish that you could just, like, call me, like, on Friday. Friday, you leave work, and you're like, girl, will you watch the kids so Cole and I can go out tonight?
No, because you may have plans, and I know how you are.
How am I?
And if it was not like super important, like, hey, I have already 100% committed to this very important thing, you would cancel whatever you had going on.
That's true, because I love you and your kids, and I want to help
you. I'm not doing that.
Why?
Because I'm not making you change your plans and rearrange your life.
Okay, but quick.
To what's the word I'm looking for?
Dilly-dally on your own way.
Mm-hmm. I'm not having you change your plans so I can have plans.
Okay, but if it's a spur of the moment and you feel like you guys just need to go?
Nope, no. He's the same way.
I want this for you so bad. For you to be able just to be like, at noon. This is planning. No. This is planning. At noon, be like, do you want to go to dinner at 7 o'clock tonight?
To you?
To Cole. That's planning.
I did that one time.
And?
And he said, yeah, what are Heather and Cody doing? And then we all went to Trappers.
That is true. We did do that once.
But that was before Ryder was born.
That's true. I know. Yeah.
We both do not trust very many people with our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear ya.
Like, we don't.
Yeah. Okay, so why couldn't you do that? Oh, because, yeah. So why couldn't you do that to Cody and I? Like, hey, what are you guys doing? And then you just drop your kids off.
I don't know if you already have plans. And I am not allowing you to change or cancel or alter your plans to benefit me.
Okay, but insert.
No.
Yes, listen. No. I would already, like, even if we planned this a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Then if it was planned, I would say.
On top of that and then forget and be like,
No, I've always been like, hey, what are you doing next Saturday?
I know.
You look at your phone, you're like, hey, I don't have anything. Like, would you mind?
Right.
And you're like, yeah, no problem.
And then I would also schedule dinner with my brother and forget. And they'd be like, hey, I'm going to drop the kids off at 5. Be right over to get them. I am not a plan. Like, everything is fly by the seat of my pants.
I can't do that.
Is that a thing? Fly by the seat of your pants?
Yes.
Okay. That's, yeah. That's,
and I love that for you.
No, you don't. You're cringing. You're cringing.
I love that for you. I am so glad that you are able to do that. I am not.
I do like to plan. Like, I want to know, like,
no,
when I
you
wake
don't.
Up. No, listen. When I wake up on Saturday, I want to be like, okay, are we going to Slina? Are we not going to Slina? Are we staying home? Are we going to Laura's? Are we having pizza? Don't forget that. You need to text me Saturday morning.
It's on my meal plan. I can't forget.
You need to text me on Saturday morning and be like, don't forget you're coming here.
Kind of like, I'm coming to help paint.
Bruh, that was rough because you texted me like right after the fact and I was like, I think I was supposed to help her.
You said, hey, I'll be here tomorrow to help you paint. I said, okay.
You said, I'm gonna go get the paint on Tuesday.
And then on
mother was a witch. That's where this is going.
And then on Wednesday, we'll paint. I'll take the day off because you already have it off and we'll paint. And you said, okay, I'll be over in the morning. I waited till noon. That is no longer morning. I waited till noon to start painting,
I painted. I hate you.
I had things to do.
Why can't you text me and be like, "Yo, bro, where are you at?"
You are a grown adult.
No, I am not responsible. I'm not responsibilities for this person.
You are a grown adult.
I can't accept. I can't accept this.
I'm gonna throw this out there, and you're probably gonna be like, "That's not fair." If you wanted to be there bad enough, you would have been there.
I say this all the time to my husband, and I hate you for throwing this in my face.
If you truly wanted to be there and help paint, you would have been there. Yes?
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Anyways.
We're done.
Yeah, we're at almost 110, so... I think that was a good 10-minute banter at the end there.
yeah, thanks for tuning in.
I should have just stopped
her
it.
Her sister was a witch.
Have you, if anybody has seen that on TikTok, this is Laura and I. When Laura and I get heated, I'm just like, okay, Bart. And Laura's like, this is what it is.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. Thanks for tuning in this week. And we'll maybe catch you next week.
If it's important to me, I'll be here.
If not, I guess I'll just do it solo because it's in your house.
See you next week.
Just
pop on in
this week on because I don't need to come to your house other than everything is here because it's not like you know how to log into anything and do any of it.
I mean, that's a fact, Jack. I tried to learn tonight.
It's not hard.
It's not.
Oh my gosh,
it's not. I just need to be on it. I'll get on it. We'll do that.
All right. So thanks for listening, watching, whatever you're doing on this week's episode, and maybe next week we'll have something worthwhile listening to. All right. Thanks guys. Bye.
See ya.